Back to our lead story, and one that appears to have surprised everyone whilst at the same time surprising no one at all. Robert Jenrick has been sacked from Kemi Badenoch's shadow cabinet and had the Conservative Party whip removed after clear, irrefutable evidence, Badenoch's words were presented to her, that Jenrick was planning to resign and defect. A very different story to what Jenrick told Times Radio Breakfast in December.
I don't think there are people listening to your programme today who are particularly worried about what former Conservative members of Parliament may or not be doing.
That's true. They are quite...
What they're interested in is the state of the country.
They are interested in, I think, the prospects of right-wing politics and how that might be formed, I think. And we'll move off this in a second and talk about other things, I promise. But just that we have heard rumours of Reform members getting excited about you coming over to be a Chancellor in a Reform government. You, Robert Jenrick, coming over and being seen as a future Chancellor. What do you say to that?
Well, it wasn't very long ago that I was running to be leader of the Conservative Party, so I'm not going anywhere.
Well, despite Jenrick's long-rumoured defection, the announcement appears to have caught both him and Reform UK on the hop, leaving both political parties in a state of shock. Long-term supporter of Jenrick, Tory MP Mark Pritchard, told me earlier he hopes his friend's time with the party isn't done yet.
And of course, can I just say, of course, and as I said with Lee Anderson when he went, I said the door is always open for their return. And I'm glad that his party membership has only been suspended, not withdrawn. The whip has been withdrawn. He's not been thrown out of the party. So if he does defect, there is a way back for him. I'm sure. I'm speaking personally. I can't speak for the leader's office, clearly. So,
all right. So you'd welcome him back with open arms. You actually defection's going to happen?
Well, he hasn't gone anywhere yet. So maybe he won't.
Well, time to get some analysis from Henry Hill, Deputy Editor of Conservative Home. Welcome to Times at One, Henry. First of all, your reaction to what you just heard from Mark Pritchard.
Well, I think it reflects some degree of confusion, because I was under the impression that Robert Jenrick had lost the whip and indeed lost his Conservative Party membership. But it wouldn't surprise me at all, and it doesn't surprise me, that the sympathisers with Robert Jenrick and his supporters and people on his wing of the party would be very keen for him not to defect. Because, of course, if you're hoping that he is going to potentially either, well, one, he was a very effective member of the shadow cabinet, but two, if you want your style of politics and your diagnosis of Britain to be represented in the Conservative Party, and arguably he's done a fairly effective job at that, if you look at the evolution of Kemi Badenoch's positions on things like the ECHR, then you really don't want him to be leaving the party, not have that voice around the shadow cabinet table, and providing a major fillip to one of the biggest electoral dangers the Conservative Party has faced in a very long time.
Well, Henry, let me just play you and our listeners a clip of the Times' chief political commentator, Patrick McGuire, just last month on the Times' The State of It podcast with his big prediction for 2026.
Well, you mentioned Robert Jenrick. I think my prediction for 2026 is that he'll be a Reform MP by the end of the year.
I mean, is anyone really surprised this has happened?
I mean, I have to admit that I am a bit.
Oh, you're allowed.
Yeah, well, important to say it when our judgment is off. Although he hasn't defected yet, because if nothing else, look at the defectors that Reform UK have got so far. They've actually been fairly, I think, disappointing for the party. It's all ex-MPs, and you can always ask the question, do they just want a seat in Parliament? Robert Jenrick would have been a real coup if that was really going to happen. But if you're Robert Jenrick, you're currently, you've got a good front bench position. You've got the leeway to range outside of your brief, and he has done. That's one of the reasons his profile is so good. But on the flip side of the coin, you know for a fact, just on all the observable evidence going all the way back to UKIP, that Nigel Farage is simply not very good at having anyone in his parties who is bigger or gets more attention or shows any independence from Nigel Farage. So the very thing that Robert Jenrick get talked about as a potential defection are the reasons that I would have thought personally he would have been very, very, very wary about defecting, because in Reform UK, tall poppies get their heads chopped off.
Well, and now there's also Nadeem Zahawi, who has gone across too. I mean, we may hear more in a couple of hours' time. What have Tory MPs been WhatsApping you in the past 3 hours or so?
I mean, just a bafflement. I mean, obviously, it depends on what side of the party they're on. There are people who are saying, I told you, Robert was going to go, although he hasn't yet gone. Mm. There are others who are more on the Robert wing of the party who are obviously extremely disappointed. There is a sort of undercurrent of they're waiting for the Conservative Party and Kemi Badenoch to publish this evidence that they have. I think currently the balance of opinion is very much that that she has done the right thing and clearly interrupted something, because Robert Jenrick hasn't said anything really until recently. You know, you'd have expected him, given how good at the media he is, to have really come out fighting straight away, and that didn't happen, and that led to the impression that, okay, why is he being silent? But given that there is absolutely no reason for the leadership not to publish this evidence, if in a couple of days' time they still haven't done so, then we might be having a slightly different conversation about, did she take an opportunity to simply knock out the obvious leadership rival?
I mean, is it bold that she has done something as radical as this?
If she has the evidence that she says she has, then no, I don't think she really had any other option. And any Conservative Party leader would have done the same thing. I mean, the party membership thing is perhaps new, but certainly withdrawing the whip, if you catch somebody preparing to defect, then you dump them first. That's the rule of how it goes. If that evidence doesn't exist, then we're having a completely different conversation, because of course Kemi Badenoch has famously made a point of emphasizing that she is that she was a leadership candidate for unity. She has got people from all wings of the party in her shadow cabinet. There is an argument that perhaps that is one of the reasons that they are being really slow at coming up with policies and coming up with a diagnosis of the country, because none of them really agree on what it is, and they haven't had that big ideological fight that, love him or loathe him, Robert Jenrick was offering to have in the last leadership contest. So that's the challenge, really, for Kemi Badenoch.
I mean, what about the risk that some are predicting that it could burst the dam, if Jenrick is joining Reform, burst the dam and start a flood of other defections?
I mean, it will certainly do that less. If this was what was going to happen, then Jenrick, it happening this way is less damaging to the Conservative Party, because Jenrick is going to Reform UK, if he does go to Reform UK, with far less political capital and as damaged goods in that sense. But I think Kemi does have to be careful, because she has a very delicate balancing act, I think potentially a paralysing balancing act, because the fundamental problem the Conservative Party has is that it does not agree on much at the moment. It doesn't agree on what went wrong over the last 14 years when it was in power. It doesn't agree on what its fundamental diagnosis for what ails Britain is, and it doesn't agree on the solutions. And if it looks like one wing of the party is not going to be heard, is not going to be represented, then that party, that wing might leave. And I think that risk is higher for the right wing, because they have Reform UK to go to. Whereas it's a much bigger leap, except right at the fringes, for a left, I don't mean left wing in the Tory party sense, obviously not holistically, for left wing Tory MPs to make the leap to the Liberal Democrats or Labour or something like that.
Henry Hill, Deputy Editor of Conservative Home, thank you very much for talking to us on The Times at One. That's all we have time for today. Thank you to The Times at One team.